Today we continue our journey of Lent, and we head up the mountain. Last week we went into the desert, and now we're up on the mountaintop. The mountain has always kind of been that place where we encounter God, as the scriptures relate often about going up to the mountain to receive from God. We know that Moses went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. We know they built the temple on the Temple Mount. And so today we go up the mountain with Jesus, and he's transfigured before the apostles. It's a moment when they recognize who Jesus really is. His identity as the Son of God shines through in that moment. It's a time of strength, a moment of strength to give them sort of insight so that when they're questioning, you know, later, when they're in distress, they can look back on that moment as a time of strength, a time of being renewed. It's also a moment for a transformation in their desires. We see Peter is very content to be there. He likes being there with Jesus and Moses and Elijah. He wants to build three tents. Let's stay here. But Jesus recognizes, you know, we have to move down the mountain, Peter. We have to go down back to the people. But it's a moment of changing his desires. You know, the apostles often thought of Jesus as bringing this earthly kingdom. Like an earthly kingdom, he's going to go conquer the Romans and free the Israelites from the oppression that they've been experiencing. And Jesus is leading them to the truth of his heavenly kingdom, and that he's going to be crucified here on earth. And they maybe are not ready to receive that message yet. And how often do we too face that struggle, that inner struggle of, am I really willing to follow Jesus and be have my desires, my wants, my, you know, kind of the dreams that I have changed or transformed into those that God has for me? It's a moment of transformation. We also see in our first reading, Abraham goes up the mountain with his son Isaac. And it's kind of a tough reading, I think. When we read this one, we might say to ourselves, how can a loving God ask this of a parent, to sacrifice their child? What are you doing, God? What's going on? Well, Abraham trusts God, right? He does indeed go up the mountain. And it's not like God is playing the lottery here, saying, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder if he's going to listen to me. God already knows, right? He's aware of what we choose even before we choose it. But he does this not for his sake, but for Abraham's sake. He puts Abraham to the test to allow Abraham to know that when he trusts God, when he places trust in him and his faith in him, he can really grow closer to God. We too are tested in our lives, aren't we? The times that we struggle to put our faith in God, the times we struggle to really, can I really trust you, Lord, to take care of me? It's a challenge for us. And we see, I imagine, you know, Abraham doesn't mention it in the scriptures, but he must have wrestled a little bit with this. But we know that his ability to say yes in this moment comes not from just this moment in time, but all the little yeses that he has said along the way as he's followed God. You know, when the Lord asked Abraham to move out of his home, go live in a tent somewhere far away, he did it. He followed God. When Abraham was challenged to enter into a covenant with the Lord through circumcision, Abraham said, okay, I can do that. When Abraham didn't have any descendants, but God promised him that you will have descendants, Abraham trusted him. And so now, all these little yeses that he has said along the way have prepared him for this moment when he can trust the Lord with the life of his son Isaac. He maybe doesn't see how this is all going to work out. How can this be good, Lord? But the Lord does preserve his son. And this great moment is kind of a foreshadowing that speaks of Christ's own sacrifice for us. Because really, God gave his own son for us, for our sake. As Paul writes, how God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for our sake. So it's a moment of prefigurement that remains in the mind of the Israelites for all of time. It's kind of locked there in Scripture. We can look back on it and remember. This is a prefigurement that God cares for us, watches over us, And it's a moment for us to kind of question, how much do I trust the Lord? How much do I have faith in Him? Are my ideas about what's going to happen kind of just my ideas, or do I receive them from God? Do I look to God for the plan, for the way that He wants me to follow Him? Or do I tell God, this is what I'm going to do, and I'd like you to sign off on it? It's challenging to us, isn't it? We see the faith of Abraham. He's able to say yes and to follow God. We too are challenged, especially in this season of Lent, to take a step back and see, do I trust God with my life? Do I truly listen to His voice? Listen to how He's calling me to be converted, to be transformed? It's a challenge to us. What are the things that we're afraid of? What are the things that we're afraid that if I do this for the Lord, He's going to keep me from this or that or the other thing that I feel is going to make me happy? What are those things we withhold from the Lord, or the things that we keep to ourselves or are afraid to trust the Lord with? It's important to think about those things. What are those things? What are the things that I'm afraid of? To pray about those things and offer them to the Lord. Lord, I do want to trust You. I do want to be faithful to You. I do want to have this great trust, this great faith. But I'm afraid. Help me to overcome those things. And so today, as we continue our season of Lent, whether it's through our Lenten practices, whether it's through something that's been on our mind for a long time, perhaps, or something that's challenged us, we're challenged to speak to the Lord in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, and open ourselves to God's grace that He may transform us. Not only transform our desires, but truly transform us as human beings that we may come closer to God and be more intimate with Him in our lives. So today we pray for the grace to follow Christ up the mountain, to be transformed, to be drawn ever more deeply into the mysticism of who He's calling us to be as human beings, as followers, as disciples. Today, let's pray for the grace to be those disciples that follow Christ in all of our lives.